We are learning Masechtas Sukkah, Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, and we are beginning from the Gemara Amem Beis Amem Beis. Now, in the Mishnah, it said that you cannot shake the lulav and take the lulav on Shabbos. There's one exception: the first day of Yontif that landed up on Shabbos, then you could shake the lulav in the Beis Hamikdash. Like upon with Tamis Mikdash Hakayam, you shook the lulav on the first day of Yontif, even if it landed up on Shabbos. But the rest of the week, even though it was a mitzvah of lulav all 7 days, if it lands up on Shabbos, you do not shake the lulav. And the question is, why not? What's wrong? The lulav is not, at most, it's muksa. So tomorrow, amai, till the ba'amahu, v'litchi Shabbos, all it is muksa, and tudeicha Shabbos. So Rashi explains, says, ein bo yitzad Israel k'matat le'itzim. And Rashi says, k'imim d'minah t'ayru hu b'mikdash kol shiva lama asru amas yog l'tayru matzubah. So there's different ways to learn the Rashi. Either Rashi means to say is that since the Torah said in Mefurish that you take it all shiva, so you can't make a gzera connected that because of muksa, it's teicha muksa, or because that is the mitzvah. The mitzvah of lulav is to take the lulav. So the Torah is saying, don't worry about muksa. That's one pshat Rashi. Or Rashi is tining, like Rashi on Aleph says that since there's a mitzvah, so therefore it's not muksa. But upon him, either way, the Gemara is saying is that at most it is muksa, which is the Issa d'Rabbanan. So why shouldn't it be deicha the mitzvah the rice of lulav should be deicha that iser the rabbanon of muksa? So tomorrow, Amar Rabba, here's a new reason why you can't shake a lulav on Shabbos. It's the gzeira Hashem yitlenu b'yadai v'yelech etz abaki lulmoid. Maybe you're going to take the lulav and go to the nearest rabbi to learn how to shake it, or the bracha like Rashi says to pshatim, either to learn how to shake it or to, how to make the bracha. And he's going to be so excited about the mitzvah, he's going to carry 4 amos in the shisharabim. And Rashi explains, he could have also said, there's a issa haitzah, taking from a shisharabim to a shisharabim is also awesome. Forget about 4 amos to shisharabim, bringing something out from your house to a shisharabim is also issa. So Rashi explains why the Gemara didn't say that. He says, because maybe your house is not you took it from a karmelist, or you took it from a gina, and there it's only a karmelist, it's not a yachid mamish, so it wouldn't be chayiv, or because when you picked it up, you didn't plan on taking it outside, so it's not the kira wasn't letzorich to bring it outside, different pshatim, but enchram is true, that's also the chshash of haitzah. But like upon him, the Gemara is saying is that the reason why we do not allow you to take a lulav on Shabbos is because we are scared you're going to bring it to the chacham to learn how to shake it, and you're going to carry by mistake, and shisharabim. Therefore, they will eke the whole mitzvah. I had no time with the shofar. That's the same reason for shofar. Why, if Rosh Hashanah lands up on Shabbos, you don't blow shofar. Why not? Our shofar is deraisa, and it's not. There's no isser of hashmas kol. Teretz says you can blow a shofar. Teretz says because you might carry it to go to someone to learn it. I had no time with the Megillah. It's also the reason of Megillah. That is also the reason of Megillah. Yihachi, if that's the case, so Yom Rishadami. So the first day also. Why the first day in the Beis Mikdash do we say you're allowed to shake the lulav? Why worried? He might carry it. So the Gemara, Rishon, Hatiknu le'Rabbanan be'Beisai. L'maisa, at the end of the Mishnah said that first they used to shake the Beis Mikdash. Afterwards, since they were getting into Sakana, when they went to grab the lulav, everyone shook in the house. So the Gemara holds right now. So since they made it to Sakana to shake Dafka in the house, you'll realize, hey, why are we shaking the house? Oh, it must be because you're not allowed to carry. Frank the Gemara, it's not true. Before the Takana, the whole Takana was only for Sakana. Before the Takana, they brought it to the Beis Hamikdash. And so how do they remember then? How do they remember then to do it? And just to back up a second, when doing it in the house, what would be the tzad that they remember that it's because they're not like carry on Shabbos? The reason why they carry in the house was the Sakana. Because Sakana, it's like this. There was a whole process. Why didn't they walk with the lulav on Shabbos to the Beis Hamikdash? Teretz is not like carry. So this they had to bring it before Shabbos. And then they had to throw it, they will pick it out. They got into Sakana, so they had to be in the house. So that's why you chap, when you're shaking your hands, you chap, why am I shaking my house? You know why? I can't carry. But the Gemara's kash is, Lamaisa, by the beginning, they shook in the Beis Hamikdash. So you see, you didn't make a gzera then. So it's back sphere. That's not, so what's pshat? Why did they allow you to shake the lulav in the Beis Hamikdash? Aye, why weren't you worried about gzera the rabba, which means about carrying? So the Gemara la Risha in the Isim and Atayra Begvulin Lagazu Verabana. The first day of Sukkot, which is a mitzvah deraisa, not only in the Beis Mikdash, but also Begvulin, also in Chutz La'aretz, everywhere now in Chutz La'aretz, all around the whole world, the Lagazu Verabana. Why weren't guys that much? Because they weren't going to Iker, because of Chumrat Shabbos, this mitzvah that's all over the place. Hanach less than a Torah of Gulin, the rest of the 7 days, which is only a mitzvah in the base of Mikdash, that goes with Rabbanon. That the Rabbanon was Geyser. So it means they weren't Geyser, but when the first day of Lulav, which was all over, they were not Geyser. Masha'inkein, the rest of the week, there was only a mitzvah in the base of Mikdash, not as Choshev, that they were Geyser on. So Frank the Gemara, Yehachi, Ha'idinami. So now also, why Vizman Azeh, after Beis Hamikdash Charev, we don't first day Yontif, we don't shake the lulav. It's a mitzvah all over the place. So why don't we say the first day Yontif should be the day of Shabbos? Like tomorrow, not only Yedina Kvir the Archa, we don't know exactly which day is Yontif. Was Suffolk, and since it's Suffolk, so we don't shake the lulav on Shabbos. Not sure. This is really the first day Yontif. Maybe it's not. Maybe tomorrow is the first day Yontif. So, for the Gemara, inu the yodiv kriyah diyarcha litchu, the bnei Yisrael who did know kriyah diyarcha, they were mekadosh at that time beria. They knew the kriyah diyarcha. They should be doicha Shabbos even after the Beis Mikdash was karev. Echanami. Right now, we're saying Echanami. In Eretz Yisrael, b'shas they knew kriyah diyarcha, they taka shuk the luv. Chada, and we're going to write to it. The Tani Chada. But Yom Tov Rishon, there's two Mishnayos really. Tani Chodov, Yom Tov Rishon Shachag, Shachal Yis B'Shabbos, Kol Ha Melichem Shalveim Lahar Abayis. Everyone brings their lulav to the Har Abayis. B'Tani Idach, it's really B'Tani Idach, another Mishnah, in the last parak, L'Beis HaKnesses. So Shema Amin, oh, what's going on over here? Did they bring it to the Har Abayis or the Beis HaKnesses? There it says, the other Mishnah of Beis HaKnesses, the one after the Beis HaMikdash Shacharev, and still saying, on Shabbos, you brought the lulav before Shabbos to Yeshua. So what's the pshat? It means they were shaking the lulav on the first day, even after Beis Mikdash Charev. Shema Amino, Kamez Man, Kamez Kayam. Shema Amino. So right now the Gemara brings a riot because there's too much nice. The Mishnah on Daf Mem Beis on Beis, the beginning of this parak says that they brought their lulav to the Beis Mikdash before Shabbos. The Mishnah on Mem Aleph on Beis, the end of the last parak, says that Yom Tov Rishon Shchalis B'Shabbos. So they were talking about they shook the lulav, but it brought to the shul. Why did they bring it to the shul? Why did they bring it to the Beis HaMikdash? Teretz says it sounds like that's after Beis HaMikdash Charev, and still it says they brought the lulav on the first day. So it must be that's for Bnei Yisrael that Taka they shook the lulav on the first day. So right now the Gemara holds right now that there's in Eretz Yisrael they shake lulav the first day. And like Tosha speaks out, the Gemara Maskana doesn't come out not like that. Because we don't want to make a chilek in Klal Yisrael. That they want to make a chilek in Klal Yisrael, that some of Klal Yisrael takes a lulav the first day, some not. We'll see the Gemara later on. It's the end of the Daf Gimel on Beis. So the Gemara Vaita. The Isim Natar B'Gvul Menolan. How taka do you know this halacha that the Beis Mikdash is 7 days, and out of the Beis Mikdash is only 1 day? How do you know this fact? Menolan, Natalim Tana Braisa. It says in the Pasuk, Lekachtem lechem b'yoyim harishoyin priyetz hodor kapasmar v'anam feitz ovas v'arinocha v'sumachtem v'bnei Hashem u'sumachtem v'bnei Hashem v'kechem shivas yomim. Zok de Braisa, the Tanya. Lekachtem telkicha v'yad kol echad v'echad. First of all, lekachtem, like we learned before, the drosh is every single yid takes a lulav. Lechem, mishalachem, has to be yours. L'hoitzi es hashol v'es hagozol. That if it's borrowed or if it's stolen, you're not yotze. Then it says, b'yoyim harishoyin. B'yoyim teaches us v'afilu b'Shabbos. We'll see what that means exactly. B'yoyim afilu b'Shabbos, even on Shabbos. And then it says, v'aiter in the Pasuk, ha'rishoyin afilu b'gvulun. It says, rishoyin afilu b'gvulun. The Pasuk rishoyin is mashma, that you take the lulav the first day, even in the gvulun, even at the Beis HaMikdash. Like Rashi speaks out why. It doesn't say dafka mikdash. It just says, stam, l'kachtam v'arishoyin. It sounds like everywhere. Harishoyin, the dik of Harishoyin, Yom Harishoyin v'lamed she'ena doicha al Yom Tov Rishon v'avad. That only Yom Tov Rishon is doicha Shabbos and nothing else. That's what's saying. Only the first day is doicha Shabbos, and that's it. So now the Gemara is going to explain this brisa. But what we see clear in the brisa is that lekachtam chaviyam rishon means that everyone, every place has a chi of yom rishon to bring a lulav. Amamar, but you haven't filled with Shabbos, Mechti. So the Pasuk says, the Pasuk has to teach us that even with Shabbos, you'll have to shake a lulav. So Gemara Mechti. Tiltal ba'almuhu. It's only a tiltal ba'almuhu. It's only muksa. So it's a krala, mystery of tiltal. You need a Pasuk to tell you you'll have to shake a lulav on Shabbos? Like, why midaraisa would you need a Pasuk to say that's mutter to shake a lulav on Shabbos? There's no issa midaraisa, like Rashi says. Tiltal is only mechaj later on, but when the Torah was written, there's no issa tiltal. So Amaravala Nitzcha Ela Machshirei Lulav. We're talking about Machshirei Lulav. It means like to cut down the Lulav. To cut down a Lulav or to tie up a Lulav. Things that are Isuri Deraisa. And this Tana holds, you're allowed to do that on Shabbos. If I leave it the high Tana, it's going to this, the following Tana. Tana to the Braisa. Lulav v'chol machshirav deich nes Shabbos. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Eliezer holds that Lulav and anything that helps you get a Lulav is mutter to do on Shabbos. Which means if you chop on Shabbos, you don't have a Lulav, you're allowed to cut it down according to Rabbi Eliezer. My time with Rabbi Eliezer. Omakro b'yoyim v'afilu v'shabbos. He darshens this Braisa, says b'yoyim v'afilu v'shabbos is going to Rabbi Eliezer. And that's his makar, that you can even cut down a Lulav on Shabbos. But Rabbanu who argue, hold, he cannot do machshirim. What do you do with high b'yoyim v'afilu? What do you do pasuk b'yoyim? So tomorrow, he does not darshan b'yoyim v'afilu v'shabbos. But b'yoyim is something else. That b'yoyim v'leiv v'layla. Teach us that the Lulav, you only shake Lulav by day and not by night. For Rabbi Eliezer, b'yoyim v'leiv v'layla v'nala. How do you know, according to Rabbi Eliezer, that the shaking Lulav is only by day and not by night? Nafgleim is safe for the grow. He learns that from the end of the pasuk. Says in the pasuk, v'sabachtem v'fnei Hashem alekeichem, shivas yomim. Yomim v'leiv v'laylos. By day and not by night. Rabbanon say, no, that wouldn't be a raya. Shivas yomim would not be a raya dafka by day. Why not? Rabbanon ima hasam hava mino leilif yom yom sukkah. If it just said yom, we learn that from sukkah. Ma'ala ha'law, just like by sukkah, yom fill leilas, it's days and even nights. We'll see why in the Gemara soon. How we know by sukkah, yomim there means even the night. Afkan yomim fill leilas. You would think he also yom fill leilas. Kamash on the pasuk by yoim, according to Rabbanon, then no, only by day and not by night. So according to the Rabbanon, there is no pasuk that says that yom fill of a Shabbos. And this was not Deich Machshirim. And this helps another idea also. Because if we would say it before us with Yom HaFil B'Shabbos, so then it would be harder to say Gzeira de Rabba. Because there's a Yesoid of the Taz, that any time a Torah says something before us, you can't make Gzeira connect to that. If a Torah would say before us, take a Lulav on Shabbos, it would be much harder to make Gzeira. But according to the Rabbanon, there is no pasuk that says you have to take it on Shabbos. So therefore, it's easier to say Gzeira de Rabba. According to Rabbi Eliezer, Odarshus Bayayim, the Achroinim Taka, asked his Kasha, on the Taz, that Lachar, how could fear Rabbi Eliezer hold of Xeri the Rabbah, which means Xeri might carry it on Fuam Shirab, and therefore you don't do it on Shabbos. I it's a first apostle. And maybe Rabbi Eliezer doesn't hold of Xeri the Rabbah. So they bring a raya from a Mishnah and Roshana that he holds of it. So look at the Aruch Haner, and he brings down a thing of Shach HaMelech, who asks his Kasha. That's a Shtikolot Tumul in the Achronim, but not for now. Balkaponim, we are saying over here, the Rabbanon used by Yom teach us that the Lulav is dafka by day. Because if just said Shivas Yomim, you would say it has the same din Shivas Yomim like Sukkah, which by Sukkah, it means night and day. So a Sukkah Gufam Noon, how you know Sukkah means night and day? That there's a mitzvah of Sukkah night and day, means only by day. The Torah of the Brice, it says in the Pasuk, Sukkah is Teshu Shivas Yomim. In the Sukkah you should sit 7 days. Yomim afilu leilas. The Brice says Yom means even the night. You want to say Yom means even the nights? Maybe it means only the day, not by night. And the dinner? Never can Yomim. I'll learn that from Lulav. Lulav is that Yom means Yom Leilas. How do we know? Because it says by Yom. This price is going to the Rabbanon, Rashi says. It says by Yom, by Lulav. Dafka by day. So how do you know Yomim by Sukkah means Yom for Leilas? Maybe learn out Yomim from Lulav. Ma'ala halon Yom Leilas, because it says by Yom. Avkam yom leilas. Maybe my sukkah is only yom leilas. Oy kach derech zu. Maybe go the other way. Nema kan yomim. It says by sukkah yomim. Nema b'maluim yomim. And it says by shivas yomim maluim. That's the 7 days before the mishkan was erected for good. They had every day they put the mishkan up and took it down. And it says in the pasuk that upesach oyel moyed teishu yom leilim v'layla. It says about Aaron Akoyin. And as children, they should when Pesach Yom Leilas say to Shivas Yomim Ad Yoyim Meloy Simei Mulaechem Kishivas Yomim Malias Yadchem. It says in the pasuk there, when Pesach Yom Leilas say to Shivas Yomim, they should not leave the Pesach Yom Leilas for 7 days. And Madach over there, it's Yom Afil Leilas Avkan Yom Afil Leilas. And how do you know by Meluim it means Yomim and Leilas? Because there's another pasuk that says. Upesach Yom Leilas Teishvu Yoyimam Velayla Shivas Yomim. Says Klar Yoyimam Velayla Shivas Yomim. So you know there's night and day. So maybe learn out sukkah from there. So we're not sure to learn out sukkah. Where should we learn out sukkah from? From Lulav, which says Dafka Bayoim, and says Shivas Yomim there. Or learn out from Meluim, which says Shivas Yomim there, it says Yomim of Alayla. So it's more nearly be Daima. Let's see what sukkah is more similar to. Is it more similar to Lulav, or more similar to Shivas Yomim Meluim? Nearly be Daima. Don and Davash Mitzvah Sekala Yoim. Medavash Mitzvah Sekala Yoim. Let's learn out something which is a mitzvah the whole entire day from a thing that's mitzvah called entire day. Both Shivus Yemei Aluim and Sukkah, for sure by day, it's a mitzvah the whole day. But Lulav is one time. And don't make a raya from Lulav, which is only a one time thing, one time per day. Or set up, or say something else, like Klach Derech Zeh. Zu, don't davash mitzvah l'dayrus. Let's learn out Lulav and Sukkah, which is a mitzvah for Gans Klai Yisrael l'dayrus. Mid davash mitzvah l'dayrus. Don't bring a raya from Malum. The Malum is a Rosh Hashanah. It was a one time thing, but don't learn from there. So we're stuck now. So Sukkah, we're not sure. Sukkah is a Shivas Yom. Does it mean night and day or only day? Do you learn it from Lulav? Do you learn it from Malum? We don't know. Tamalaymar, it says in the Pasuk, Teshu, Teshu, Gzer Shava. Both Sukkah and Malum have a Lashon Teshu. And make Gzer Shava. Nemakan Teshu, Nemalum Teshu. It says we have Sukkahs. It says over here, Sukkahs Teshu Shives Yomim, and it says Pesach Amay Teshu Yomim Laila. So Ma Lahalon Yom Af Leila. So Kan Yomim Af Vil Leila is just like there by Mluim. It's Yomim and also nights. Here also it's Yomim and also the night. And that teaches us that Shives Yom Af Sukkah means the night also. Now Taisa speaks out. It's not exactly like Mluim because Sukkah you have to sleep in the Sukkah. By the Mluim you didn't sleep in the Azara. They sat in the Azara and they walked. They would have stood in the Azara and They watched the Beis Mikdash the whole time, the Mishkan. They didn't leave, but they couldn't sleep there because Ein Yeshiva Ba'azara Malchut Beis Dava Vavat. So it's not exactly, but it's similar that there's a mitzvah also Ba Leilas.